Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 365 Dies of Art A, Creative Exercise for Every Day of the Year by Lorna Scobie, is an illustrated creative journal built around one art activity for every day of the year. Published by Hardy Grant, it sits between art instruction, guided journaling, and creative self-care rather than functioning as a conventional drawing manual. The book offers accessible prompts involving drawing, color, pattern, painting, lettering, observation, and reflective mark making. Its purpose is not to train readers through a rigid curriculum, but to make creative practice feel regular, flexible, and approachable. Scobie combines hand lettering, watercolor style illustration, short instructions, and open-ended page spaces to invite direct participation. The book is aimed at beginners, returning artists, and casual makers who want structure without pressure. Its central value lies in turning art into a repeatable daily practice, with enough variety to prevent the exercises from feeling mechanical or narrowly skills-based. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a daily prompt structure that turns creativity into a repeatable habit. The defining feature of 365 Days of Art is its use of a full year structure, with one exercise assigned to each day. This format matters because many beginners struggle less with talent than with initiation. A blank sketchbook can create pressure, while a dated or numbered prompt lowers the decision-making burden. The reader does not have to invent a subject, choose a technique, or decide whether an idea is worthwhile before beginning. The book supplies a small bounded task, which makes creative action easier to start. At the same time, the format avoids the strictness of a formal course. The activities can be followed sequentially or opened at random, so the calendar concept works as encouragement rather than obligation. This flexibility is central to the appeal of the book. It frames artistic development as accumulation through repeated contact rather than achievement through isolated masterpieces. The daily structure also normalizes uneven output. Some pages may become finished drawings, while others may remain experiments, color tests, or quick responses. In this way, the book teaches a practical lesson about creative practice consistency often depends on reducing friction, not increasing ambition. Secondly, low-barrier exercises designed for beginners and uncertain makers. Scobie emphasizes accessibility by building many exercises around simple actions, such as drawing lines, filling shapes, adding patterns, experimenting with color, or responding to a short written cue. This low-barrier approach is important because art instruction often assumes that readers are ready to study perspective, anatomy, materials, or composition in a systematic way. 365 Days of Art begins from a different premise. Many readers first need permission to make marks without judging them as successful or unsuccessful. The prompts are usually compact enough to fit into a short break, and they do not require specialist equipment. With a pencil, pen, colored pencil, marker, watercolor set, or similar basic material is generally enough for many tasks. The book, therefore, shifts attention from technical adequacy to creative participation. That does not mean the exercises are empty or purely decorative. Simple tasks can introduce important foundations, including line variation, repetition, negative space, color choice, and visual rhythm. The value of the book is that it introduces these ideas indirectly, through doing, rather than through dense explanation. For readers who feel intimidated by formal art books, this makes the first step less psychologically demanding. Thirdly, a broad mix of media that encourages exploration rather than specialization. The book stands out for the range of activities it includes. Its prompts move across drawing, coloring, painting, lettering, pattern work, observational tasks, and written reflection. This variety gives the journal a different character from books focused on a single skill such as watercolor technique, botanical drawing, or calligraphy. Instead of asking the reader to specialize early, Scobie presents creativity as a field of small experiments. This is useful for beginners because they often do not yet know which medium or visual problem will hold their attention. A page involving primary colors may reveal interest in paint, while a lettering exercise may suggest pleasure in shape and rhythm. An observational drawing prompt may build attention to the physical world, while pattern work may develop patience and surface design instincts. The mix also prevents fatigue. A year-long creative book can become repetitive if every entry asks for the same kind of output. By changing the mode of engagement, 365 Days of Art keeps the reader moving between play, attention, design, decoration, and expression. Its breadth is not a substitute for advanced instruction, but it functions well as a map of possible creative directions. Fourthly, art journaling as a method for reflection, mood, and self-expression. Although the book belongs to the art and design category, it also draws on the language and practice of journaling. Many prompts are not simply about making an attractive image. They invite the reader to notice feelings, respond to words, use color expressively, or treat the page as a record of a moment. This reflective dimension helps explain why the book is often associated with mindfulness and creative well-being. The value does not depend on art making as therapy in a clinical sense. Rather, it offers a structured way to externalize attention. A person who colors, repeats marks, draws what is nearby, or writes beside an image is temporarily organizing thought through visual action. That can make the practice calming and clarifying, especially for readers who find ordinary journaling too verbal or open-ended. The book also avoids presenting emotional expression as dramatic confession. Its tone is gentle and practical, using small tasks that can accommodate different moods. Some pages support playful invention, while others encourage quieter observation. This balance allows the journal to serve both creative development and personal reflection without becoming overly prescriptive about what the reader should feel. Lastly, a designed object that supports use, display, and creative permission, the physical and visual design of 365 Days of Art is part of its function. The book is not only a list of exercises, it is an illustrated workspace. Scobie uses lively hand lettering, watercolor elements, decorative layouts, and varied page formats to make the journal feel already in motion. This matters because a completely blank page can appear final and unforgiving, while a page with visual cues feels more like an invitation to join an ongoing process. The design also helps manage the tension between guidance and freedom. Some pages provide a defined activity, while others leave more open space for interpretation. The reader receives enough direction to begin, but not so much that the result is predetermined. This is one reason the book can appeal to both children and adults, beginners and more experienced casual artists. Its limitation is also tied to this design philosophy. Readers seeking deep technical progression, detailed critique, or mastery in one medium will need a more specialized manual. The strength of this book is different. It creates a welcoming creative environment where experimentation is easier to sustain. In conclusion, 365 Days of Art is best suited to readers who want a practical way to make art part of ordinary life without committing to a formal course or a demanding studio routine. It will be especially useful for beginners, people returning to drawing after a long break, journal keepers who want a more visual practice, and creative individuals who feel blocked by blank pages. The benefits are both practical and intellectual. Practically, the book supplies daily starting points, reduces uncertainty, and introduces many accessible forms of markmaking. Intellectually, it reframes art as a process of attention, experimentation, and reflection rather than a test of finished skill. Compared with many beginner art books, it stands out because it is less centered on instruction in one technique and more centered on sustaining creative engagement across time. Compared with ordinary guided journals, it offers a richer visual vocabulary through prompts involving color, line, pattern, observation, and lettering. Its distinctive position is that of a year-long creative companion, structured enough to prevent drift, but open enough to let the reader adapt each page. Readers looking for advanced technique may outgrow it, but those seeking consistency, play, and approachable self-expression will find its format unusually effective. If you would like to support Lorna Scobie, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.